Microclinics are for 3 and 4 year olds with their parents. All levels will work on the fundamentals as well as teamwork and sportsmanship. All sessions are at Whittier Park, and we are always looking for volunteer coaches. Registration closes on Wednesday, May 22nd, so go online to emporiarec.org or call 340-6300 for more information. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep your kids active for life.
KBOE Live and Local, 58 degrees. Good morning, it's 8:43.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
It is time now at 8:43 for our monthly Medicare Minute, and we're pleased to have with us certified CHIC counselor Karen Mays to provide us a lot of Medicare information this morning.
Yeah, Karen, with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Glad to have you in. How are things on the Medicare front? How busy are you with calls at this stage of the year?
Well, at this time of year, it winds down, except for people who are getting started with Medicare and people who are needing help with the cost. And if that describes you, we're ready to help. Just give us a call.
Well, we want to kind of go over an overview here. Question number one here with this month's update, Karen, is there a need for people to enroll in any other health insurance when they enroll in Medicare?
Well, people are not required to enroll in any additional insurance, but Medicare by itself has no drug coverage and no annual out-of-pocket spending limit, meaning no maximum amount for what an individual would have to pay for medical services in a calendar year. Medicare has a costly inpatient hospital deductible and possible daily charges for people who need rehabilitation services or are hospitalized beyond 60 days. And that's also, there's a modest deductible for Medicare Part B, but after that's met, Medicare pays 80% of medical services people need when they aren't an inpatient in the hospital, but that still leaves 20% of the cost for patients to pay. And those costs can really mount up if you have a significant health issue or an accident. So it's a risk to have Medicare coverage only, a risk that could turn out to be very expensive.
Understood. So how can people avert that risk and have some peace of mind in the process?
Well, one way they can do that is enroll in Medicare Supplement Insurance, which the federal government calls Medigap, or they could enroll in Medicare Advantage.
Okay, and why would someone choose Supplement Insurance, Karen?
Well, if you prefer to pay a monthly premium and you want your insurance to take over nearly all the additional medical costs except for prescriptions, then Medicare Supplement Insurance will do that for you. Most supplement plans don't have a provider network. Only select plans have networks. So most supplement insurance will pay any provider that accepts Medicare, which is nearly all the providers nationwide. And if Medicare covers your service or supply, then your supplement insurance will also cover it, and your coverage is not tied to your zip code. So if you move, you generally don't have to change your supplement insurance.
How much does supplement insurance wind up costing, say, how much does, I guess, Medicare cost versus how much supplement insurance costs?
Well, it's a little hard for me to estimate that exactly for you. It does have a monthly premium, but that premium is determined by the amount of coverage you want, the insurance company you choose, your age, your gender, your zip code, and whether or not you use tobacco. So if you were asking me about that, I would probably have to talk with you to help you estimate the cost that you could expect. Different coverage plans are identified by letter, so that also makes it confusing. And since all supplement plans are standardized, plans that have the same letter have the exact same coverage. Cost is the only difference. Insurance companies get to decide their premiums. So if, for instance, the plan has the same letter, the premium for a supplement policy at one insurance company may be higher or it may be lower than the premium at another insurance company, but the coverage would be exactly the same.
All right, Karen, when's the best time to enroll in supplement insurance?
We must be enrolled in Medicare Part A and also Part B to enroll in supplement insurance. But once you get enrolled, you will have a six-month supplement insurance enrollment period that starts the first month that you have Medicare Part B. And during that time, you can enroll in any supplement policy, and the insurance company can't deny you coverage because you have a pre-existing health condition.
Do you have to enroll in supplement insurance every year? Is that something that you have to worry about?
Well, there's some good news there. Once you're enrolled, you don't have to make changes to that. Your enrollment in supplement insurance is generally a one-time enrollment unless you decide later on you want to change to a different company. But be aware that you may not be able to enroll in or change to a different supplement policy if you have a health condition, since the insurance companies can refuse to accept you if you've been longer than 6 months since your Part B started. On the other hand, if you happen to have good health, no health conditions, you can change your supplement insurance anytime during the year. You don't have to wait for an enrollment period.
All right, Karen, is supplement insurance more expensive than Medicare Advantage?
Well, that depends. If you use a lot of health care, Medicare Advantage could be more expensive than paying the monthly supplement insurance premiums. Because with Medicare Advantage, you will always pay part of your health care when you have that type of insurance, and you'll pay up to the out-of-pocket limits for those policies.
Karen, where can folks get more help in figuring out supplement insurance here, at least locally, here in and around Emporia, and maybe some other Medicare questions that they may have?
Well, thank you for asking about that, because I know that people listening to this, their heads are probably swimming. Supplement insurance is detailed and complicated and confusing. So if people need assistance with that, they can call the Area Agency on Aging in Emporia at 620-340-8001, or they can visit our website at www.ncfhaaa.com.
And Karen, what's on tap next month for us?
Well, I'm going to be excited to explain some programs that can help people who are struggling with all the costs for Medicare, how they can get some help paying those costs.
Sounds good. Well, looking forward to having you on in the middle of June then, and another Medicare Minute to come.
I'm excited to be here, and I'll look forward to talking with you then.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, good day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, Karen Mace is with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, a top-notch CHIC counselor providing us with Medicare information and updates monthly. KVOE at 840, so we appreciate Karen jumping in and giving us some good information.
Indeed. Great information, and kind of a, you know, helping you if your brain is swimming, kind of help you get through those waters. Want to let you know that our Newsmaker 3, and yes, we've got a Newsmaker 3 tomorrow at 8:40, will be Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stichini. We're talking about kind of a big time for the library. It's the summer reading program, and also talking about some kids' concerts to come as well.
All right, KVOE live and local. It is 8:52. Good morning.
Sports fans, join Emporia State University as it plays host to the 2024 NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field National Championships. Come out to Welch Stadium and watch the best.